Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has accused Saudi Arabia of clearly interfering in Syria and in Iraq's internal affairs. Talking to British media, Maliki said the escalating violence in Syria was causing security problems in Iraq's western Anbar province, which borders Syria. Maliki said Saudi Arabia has prohibited Saudi nationals from entering Iraq, but is still facilitating the entry of foreign terrorists into the country. Iraq has been going through a period of renewed violence in recent months, driven principally by the war in neighboring Syria. Mr. Ridwan Rizk is a political analyst with us now live from Beirut. Let's get his comments on this. Mr. Rizk, now, first of all, we know, of course, that the situation, the security situation in Iraq has been deteriorating. And a lot of it, of course, is related to the insecure areas close to the Syrian border. But what is the role of Saudi Arabia? Do you agree with what Maliki has told British media about this?
Well, this is, yes, I do. It's very obvious and it's serious that the Saudis have and they still do interfere in the Syrian issues, which is causing a very serious problems for destabilize the situation in Iraq. And that cost the Iraqi people thousands of lives lost by those what they call suicide bombers. And that could create a very dangerous situation in Iraq, leading to some kind of, or threatening the unity of Iraq. And especially now the Iraqis are going to ahead, or they are on election time. So this will create a situation where the Iraqis will be divided, more dividing and more partitioning of the national unity. And what the announcement of the Saudis actually was nothing but a propaganda about banning any Saudis or terrorists from Saudi Arabia to enter Iraq or to enter Syria. That was nothing, just to wipe the picture of the Saudis in front of the world, and that nothing serious about it. And it was not true that they have stopped or they didn't want to back up all kind of terrorist attacks in Syria, or backing the armies of terrorism acting on Syrian ground. And as we know, that the borders of Syria lays on a very long side with the Iraqis, and even families are tightened together in a very historical and long relations, and some are even cousins or relatives. So it's some kind, it's very hard to differentiate between the Saudis, the Syrians and the Iraqis families, which, you know, lives on both border sides. So this is creating a very complicated situation. So that's why any backup from the Saudis to the Syrian rebels, that would directly and definitely will affect the situation in Iraq. And as we know, that the more violence escalating in Syria, reflected so bad on the Iraqi situation. That's why we have seen this is increasing number of suicide bombers, especially the past 6 months, which is, you know, harvested about, you know, more than 3,000-4,000 dead, and many others as much injured, and that this destabilized the whole situation in Iraq, and threatening the Iraqis peace, seeking the Iraqi government seeking to reach a peaceful situation where they can act or lead the country in in a democratic way.
There is a question of why Saudi Arabia would be interested in creating insecurity in Iraq. Is this, do you think, of a sectarian nature, the fact that there is a Shia government in Iraq? Why would an unstable Iraq be beneficial to Saudi Arabia if we, of course, assume that Saudi Arabia does have that objective?
Well, that's right. You know, as we know, that the Saudis are leading a very bad sectarian war against all governments who don't agree with the Saudis policies, and the Saudis are trying to force their policies against all governments, all people around who are still in a bad term with the Israelis, who are still fighting the Israelis, who are still going against the Saudis, forcing their policies in the region. They wanted to force the ideology, the Wahhabism, to take place or to take over in most of the countries around, and especially the people who have majority of Muslims people, and especially the people where some of the people are not do not follow the Wahhabism sectarian understanding or be followers. So yes. The Saudis consider Iraq is becoming a very strong ally to Iran, which is they blame Iran for taking over Iraq. They are not hiding that they are against the Shiites, and they are leading a Sunni sectarian war, which is led between brackets. It's Wahhabism. It's the understanding of the Saudis of Islam. Yes. And now they do blame the Syrians for backing up the Lebanese resistance, and especially they blame the Syrians for the victory in 2006. So that's why they want to make Iraq and Syria pay the very high price for their standing and backing up the resistance against the Israelis and trying to build up some kind of comfort, right. People will, or governments will surrender to the Americans and to the Israelis as well.
Thank you very much, Mr. Ridwan Rizk, political analyst with us there live from Beirut.